When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
In the Minnesota lottery this year, just Wednesday, somebody up in Elk River won $50,000 in the Powerball. And we keep hearing about this monster $500 million Powerball drawing that's coming up. Wanted to get Erica Anderson on the line. She's the public affairs director for the Minnesota Lottery. Good morning, Erica.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Well, I'd be doing better if I won the lotto, but I or the Powerball. So tell me about, first of all, this $500 million Powerball. People can still get in on that?
Yes, you can still get in on that. You have until 9 p.m. on the day of the drawing, so 9 p.m. tomorrow. Okay. To get your Powerball ticket.
Wow, 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 wow. So a couple of things. Talk a little bit about Minnesota and the Minnesota Lottery. A lot of big winners this year, right?
Yes, we've had a lot of great winners this year. Like you just said, we had two $50,000 winners just in the last week that played Powerball on this fun Powerball run. We've also are gearing up for New Year's Day. We always, more than 12,000 lottery players start the year with a Minnesota Millionaire raffle win. So we'll be releasing those numbers at 5 a.m. on New Year's Day, which will include $2 million prizes. We still have two new Minnesota Millionaires on New Year's morning as well. And then we can wait for the drawing and hope for a $500 million winner, a estimated $500 million winner for the evening draw.
Yeah, it wouldn't change my life at all.
No,
I'd still show up for work, Erica. Yeah, I love the people who say, yeah, it wouldn't change me. is this a typo? The lottery gave out over $500 million in prizes this year?
Yeah, so with our record year in a lot of ways last fiscal year, we were very excited. We broke sales record. We had a record return to the state and also record for prizes paid out to players. So we always say that when you play the lottery, we hope you win, but if you don't, Minnesota wins. So over the last 31 years, we're proud to have returned $3.4 billion to fund important state programs across the state.
Eric, if I won the lottery, I think I would have a lot of new friends.
You know, yes.
You know, second cousins reaching out for loans and, hey, Paul, remember me. One of the changes, and I'm hoping you can expand on this, winners can now keep their names private.
Yes, yeah, so if you win the lottery now, your name will be remained private unless you choose to release it.
Wow. Okay. Well, that's encouraging. Talk a little bit. Erica, can you again explain where the money is going to benefit Minnesotans?
Yeah, so the majority of the money goes back to the state, or to winners, so we go into the winner funds. Mm-hmm. But then for the return to the state, we have an Environmental Natural Resource Trust Fund that 40% of the return to the state goes to. So that does lots of wonderful projects that are funded for like air and water quality, combating the spread of invasive species, bringing more people access to our great Minnesota green spaces, and we're really proud about those items.
Erica, do you ever talk to the lottery winners? I mean, they must be stunned, in shock. I mean, what are some of the reactions that you've seen?
Yeah, so it's a lot of fun. It's part of my job, is being able to chat with some of our winners. And you can see the whole board that they just are still holding those numbers. They're not going to believe it until the check's in their hand, and then they still don't quite. And then it's always fun to watch them dreaming of, what are they going to do with the first winnings. I know not a $500 million winner, but we had someone who won, I think, around $12,000, and he was so excited to get his new snowplow that he's been dreaming about, a snowblower for his house, and looks like this year he's had gotten some good use out of it.
A gentle reminder, a public service reminder from the IRS, those winnings are taxable, right?
Yeah, so we do the holding up front, so that's part of it that's made it a little bit easier, but then you have to make sure your ducks in a row, that you're all on track for the rest of it.
So I have to ask you our question today. We're asking listeners 651-461-9226. It's been a bizarre year for everybody. Show me one person that's been spared. Anything positive happened above and beyond the Minnesota Lottery and all the money you're giving out? But what good things happened? Is there one that stands out in your mind, Erica?
For this last year?
Yeah, for you.
For me, I just think so much more of being grateful for, the small things in life, getting out on enjoying nature more, that, things slow down a little bit. And I think that's true also at the lottery, that we've really been able to see the benefit of where our dollars go, that people are enjoying those parks and trails in a way that, people hadn't in past years. And that was super fun to see.
Yeah, there are very few things that are win-win in life, but it seems like the Minnesota Lottery is one of them. Best wishes. Be safe. Be happy. Erica Anderson, Public Affairs Director of the Minnesota Lottery. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Paul.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.